Hi, my name is Lucy, and I want to share my redemption story with you. This part of my story is innocence lost. Is redemption lost? I was really happy. I loved playing with my friends and all the animals in the neighborhood, hopscotch, playing jacks, jump rope, all the things little girls like to do at the time that I was growing up anyway. And as I turned 11, or right around the time that I was 11, something happened that just wasn't right. I woke up in the middle of the night to two of my brothers over me, touching me in my private places. I was so afraid. I didn't know what to do. I was confused. I was shocked. So I pretended to be asleep because I just didn't know what else to do. They came back a few more times, but then they stopped, and I remember being so thankful that they did. I was afraid to tell my parents or my older siblings because I thought it was my fault. I don't know how it could have been, but in my young mind, I blamed myself. As I grew older, I felt very guarded because they continued to climb up on the porch to see into my bedroom window to see if they could see me getting dressed, or it was just so wrong, and I felt it in my heart of hearts. Then at age 12, I met a man in the neighborhood who was he was a small man, a very soft-spoken man, and he spoke kind words to me, very much what I wanted to hear. It was like I wanted so desperately for a man to be respectful and kind to me, and I didn't get that at home from my father or my brothers. So I trusted him, and I went home with him to his apartment, and he proceeded to rape me, and he stole my virginity from me at that time. I don't know what was going through my mind, but I got out of there as soon as I could. I felt pain. I felt violated. I felt taken advantage of, and it eventually shaped the way I saw myself, that I was just an object to be used for pleasure. I believed that I was not lovable, nor did I have any worth. So after that incident, I became pretty promiscuous with many, many young men, boys, and I would give them sexual pleasure, sexual favor. I would have sex with them, thinking that that was the only way that they would give me attention. So at the age of 14, again, I was raped by another stranger who was much more forceful with me, and I felt sick and dirty and very much ashamed again, and I got away from that man as soon as I possibly could. I didn't tell anyone. I was just keeping it to myself, thinking it was not going to be received well. From that time on, till I was about 16, I was violated at least two more times. And I continued my promiscuous behavior throughout my young adult life. And at age 24, I was with a friend of mine who introduced me to a man that she knew. I don't know how well, but he came on to me and just really pressured me to have sex with him. And that same day that I met him, I had sex with him, believing that I couldn't get pregnant because he had told me he had had a vasectomy, but 12 weeks later, I discovered I was pregnant and then realized that he was lying to me, which didn't surprise me. I went and had an abortion against my better judgment, against my inner being screaming out to me, telling me no, no, no. But I was so afraid that I couldn't raise a baby on my own. I was so afraid of what people might think. So I took the life of my only child, and from that point on, it was several months that I cried and cried and cried. I was so disappointed in myself, so depressed, I felt so hopeless. And I want to tell you in my next story, in my next blog, how things turned around for me and what happened when God entered my life. Thank you for letting me share. God bless you.